The following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast.
Hey.
Welcome to raw horror, psychological terror, and who's its
and what's its galore.
Yes. The Rascals, after looking up some lewd material online, are now going home to do unnamed activities. So that means the five count is here to take us throughout the rest of the night.
Yeah. Until the punks show up.
And it's a hot summer night.
It's hot tonight.
It's hot tonight. On the five count.
Yep.
We have another celebrity buddy coming on the show tonight.
Tonight is your night, bro.
His name is Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph Johnson, to be exact.
Ralph Johnson.
The guy is black belt and funky jams.
Yes, he is. He is well versed in funky jams.
He also happens to be the drummer and vocalist for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes, one of the only guys that's been in the band since its conception, I guess.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they are.
That doesn't really mean much, but what is more important, they starred as themselves in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees.
That's awesome.
And that is worth way more than any stuffy rock halls, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. That band itself is pretty rocking. I mean, they had a lot of hits. They were huge for a while.
And they play one of Tun's all-time favorite songs,
mm-hmm.
Boogie Wonderland.
Yes.
You should see this guy get down when that song is played.
Well, Serpentine Fire is right up there, too.
I once saw him split his pants to that song.
Yep. Love it.
In September.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And then he said, "Do you remember?" Remember that?
Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah. Tun remembers.
Yep. It's good.
Tun remembers.
This band is awesome. I remember when I used to do a funk show on this station, and we played a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I thought it was amazing. And now, freaking talking to the guy.
Man, it's come full circle.
Full circle.
Melons must be rolling in her grave.
Yeah, if she's dead, I guess she probably is.
Well, tough cheese. That's what I say.
She's doing some other huge doings. Big doings.
Big ideas.
Real world stuff.
That's what we're all about here on KMSU.
Oh, yes. Yes, we are.
Unfortunately, it seems like maybe some technical problems are keeping those outside of the city from hearing this fine program.
Really?
That's what this note says here.
You think Austin's in the dark right now?
I'm guessing you might still be able to hear the program on KMSK 91.3 FM Austin, or Translator K220 AQ in Albert Lee.
Yeah.
or translator K220AR in that other place, Fairmont or something.
What about online?
That's broken, I guess.
What? They can't stream?
Even so.
KMSU.org.
Yeah, that's... Go to thefivecount.com.
Yeah.
Wonderful website. Wonderful.
It's great.
Even if you can't hear the show, you can hear it tomorrow.
Yeah, you can. And get this, all of the celebrity dudes that we've been talking to and gals.
Yeah.
All on that site.
Man.
You can listen to all of them.
God bless America.
Relive all of the awesome. But
speaking
first.
Speaking of, we have awesome to get to tonight.
Yeah, we have some awesome.
Should we just get down to it?
Yeah, let's get to it.
Ralph Johnson, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep. I'm in, man. I'm going to be dancing the whole time.
It's only from your pals here on the Five Count.
Got to get you in, got to get you in, got to get you in, into my life. Got to get This is Ray Dorset, a.k.a. Mungo Jerry. You're listening to The Five Count. Stay tuned and have fun in the sun.
You see.
What a name that is, Ralph.
Just spoke to Ralph. You could reach him at. Thanks.
I like that. Ralph.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Boogie Wonderland.
Yeah.
That's big like, time. That's our song.
Big time.
Should we call him?
Yeah. Let's call this guy.
Hello, we're looking for Ralph Johnson.
Well, guess what? You found him.
We got him. How you doing? My name's Dustin. I'm calling from KMSU Radio.
KMSU.
And
how are you?
We're good. I'm here with my co-host, Tun.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Giving you a call.
How's the weather? How's the weather there? Because here in Southern Cal, it's a little gloomy this morning, and really can't take it.
Actually, it's awesome here. It's like
record
highs. It's like high 60s and sunny. I feel bad for you, man.
Oh, man, that's what... You know what? We have something that kind of is really called the June gloom, although we're not in June yet, so it's a little early, but this burns off, this layer that we get in the morning. So this is going to burn off, and I'm hoping by noon we'll have some sunshine, which is usually what happens. How are you guys doing?
We're excellent.
Perfect, perfect. I'm up this morning waiting on you to call, and you have. I'm sipping my green tea, and let it begin.
All right, sounds good. Well, we'll get started here with a few questions, if you don't mind. Basically, let's start off at the beginning. When did you start playing the drums? How did you get into it?
Well, you know, I took my first drum lesson at 8 years old here in Los Angeles, and because that's where I'm born and raised. And then I auditioned. I played for bands and stuff, as we all did, throughout junior high school and high school. And then I auditioned for Earth, Wind & Fire in 1971 as a drummer. And then that was December of 71. And then by July of 72, Clive Davis had flown us to London to present us to the other labels and to present us to the rest of CBS. And it kind of went on from there.
When you guys were first around, it seems like everything you guys put out or everything you touched was just instantly like number one. Were you guys really surprised by the early success that you guys had?
Well, you know what? I think what surprised us most was that we didn't think we'd be getting so much hands-on attention early on from Clive Davis. But Clive was very, very hands-on. And so everything we put out there just kind of went, you know. So we're very thankful for Clive because he was definitely watching over us.
Now, you guys, you got a huge band. You're traveling with a ton of people, elaborate shows and everything. Is it pretty difficult to kind of handle all that, like put that big production together over and over?
Well, no, not really, because at this point we've been doing it now. We're going on 41 years, and the organization runs very, very smoothly. You know, there's nothing for myself, Philip, or Verdine to do on a day-to-day basis except get on the bus and, you know, go to the next city. But it kind of takes care of itself once we get it out there and it starts rolling along.
Yeah, I suppose when you're talking about that, it kind of goes past the whole band thing and sort of turns into more of a corporation in a sense.
There you go. There you go. I mean, we have a production manager that's in charge of keeping the trucks rolling and making sure that by the time we roll into the next city, everything is set up and ready to go. So, no, actually, I tell you, man, there are no hiccups in what we do. Year after year, just runs very smoothly once we get out there.
Well, when you guys were playing those early shows, I know one in particular you guys played at the California Jam. Is that right?
Yes, that would be correct. Yes, what a setting that was.
Yeah, is that just, what was it, like 250,000 some people? Or I mean,
I think it may have been closer to 300,000 yeah. People in the Ontario Motor Speedway. This was around 74, 75, I believe, and man, that was quite an event, you know. I think I remember seeing, you know, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer were there, and Seals and Crofts, and Black Oak, Arkansas, and it was a whole thing going on that night, trust me.
Yeah, that was an interesting, I think even Black Sabbath played on that. That was an interesting mix.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it was quite a lineup. And I think ABC wound up televising it, televising the whole thing on their in-concert series.
Well, around that time, do you think there was anybody as big as you guys as far as, I don't know if you'd call yourselves a funk group, but that kind of musical style?
Actually, there were a lot of groups that were happening at that moment that were funk groups, and they were getting a lot of airplay. I mean, you could talk about the Commodores, you could talk about Kool and the Gang, you could talk about War. So there were Ohio Players. There were quite a few groups at that period that were coming on. You know,
do you feel like you guys kind of paved the way for a lot of those groups to have that success?
Well, you know what? I can't say that we paved the way for those groups because we were all kind of coming up at the same time, you know. Certainly, we've outlasted those groups in terms of our popularity and our selling power, but I can't say that we paved the way, but there were some people that paved the way for us, people like Sly and the Family Stone and James Brown and people like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to, I don't know if you're embarrassed by this, probably not because one of your biggest hits came from this, but we're really big fans of the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, my, the movie that never was.
Yeah, what was it like being in that movie?
It was actually kind of fun. You know, it was us and, let's see, Errol Smith, Billy Preston, George Burns. I think Tina Turner was in there as the Acid Queen, and it was a fun thing to do. But the movie itself absolutely flopped. But yeah. We wound up with the hit because we covered Got to Get You Into My Life, which was a big hit for us, which we still do in our shows today.
Yeah, it's almost gotten to the point now where sometimes you forget that was a Beatles song and you kind of attribute it to you guys.
Yeah. And it was a great song when the Beatles, certainly when they recorded it, but we kind of put a different little, you know, spin on it and people dug it. And so, like I said, still today we do it in our shows.
Well, as you said, you guys have outlasted all of your peers and you made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What does that feel like to be part of the Hall?
Well, you know, certainly when you get into this thing, first off, you're not getting into it for awards and accolades. You just want to be in a band that's happening, you know. So that was a great moment for us. We were part of the first class of the new millennium. We were part of the class of 2000. And it was a cool moment. You know, a lot of great people there that night. I remember seeing Ray Charles. I remember seeing Paul McCartney, you know. And it was a fun night that night, and we're very honored.
Awesome. Well, one thing we noticed in the last, I'd say, 10 years or so, you guys seem to tour a lot with the band Chicago.
Yeah, we've done, like, I think four tours with Chicago, and it's a very, very successful package. The reason it's so successful is that, first off, you have two great bands that are established, but you have two great bands with great songbooks. Also, you have two great bands that have horns, so when we combine all that together on stage, it's very, very, very powerful. So we enjoy touring with Chicago. They in turn, enjoy touring with us. It's a great package, and perhaps at some point in the future, we'll get together and do it just one more time.
Yeah, how did that come about? Are you just friends with them from back in the day, or how did that work?
We're friends, and we ran across each other on the road. I think we were up in Portland somewhere, and myself and Verdeen were walking out of a hotel, and there was Walt, and we started talking, and they said, man, why don't we do something? We try and put something together. And the first promoters, you know, didn't like the idea, and they wouldn't pursue it. And then finally, man, we just somehow just kind of got strong-armed, and we brought it together, and it's what people still talk about that tour today. They love seeing us together on stage.
Awesome. Now, is it true that I mean, you're a dangerous man? Do you hold some black belts, or what's?
Well, I do. Well, okay. Since you want to go there, yeah, I've studied the martial arts. I have two black belts. My first black belt I got in 1984, April 7th, 1984, in a style of karate known as Tong Sudo. Which, if you've seen Chuck Norris, you've seen Tong Sudo. Then around 98, I started studying a style of kung fu known as Sansu, S-A-N-S-O-O. And I'm a second degree in that, so I enjoy my martial arts, but I also enjoy my tennis, too. So, you know, either way, it's about staying in shape.
Renaissance man. That's what I say.
You know, trying to keep it happening, you know, kind of trying to keep it moving along. When I get clear weather out here in Southern Cal, I take my go-kart out to the track, and we do some laps, you know, so I try to keep a lot going on.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Well, is there any upcoming projects that you're working on as far as...
Well, you know, we're currently in the studio putting the finishing touches on a new CD, which we expect to have out by about July or August.
Okay.
The other thing is, this year we're doing more of what we call the orchestra or symphony dates. 2 years ago, here in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl, we did two sold-out nights with the Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. It was an incredible evening of music, and people seem to forget that when Maurice was in the studio producing these albums, that a lot of it was very big production, which did include strings. However, it's cost prohibitive to carry that kind of production on the road. So We will go into a city if it's an orchestra date and pick up a great orchestra. We just finished doing a few of those dates last week in Houston and in Dallas. But so about 12 of our dates in June are what we call orchestra dates. And if you've never heard Earth, Wind, and Fire with the orchestra, now that is something to hear.
Wow, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible.
So the new album's coming out, you think, July or August?
Yes. All new material, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, sounds great, man. Well, yeah. Do you have any anything you'd like to leave us with before we let you go?
Catch us. I will say this. Catch us on the road this summer. You're in for a full night of music. You will hear the hits. And to those that have joined us previously, we thank you for your support because we still enjoy what we're doing, and we look forward every summer. Summer after summer, year after year, coming on the road and meeting our fans.
Sounds great.
That's awesome.
All right, well, thanks so much for talking with us.
Hey, man, not a problem, man. I hope to meet you guys this summer somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, well, sounds good. Look, enjoy your sunny day. I'm waiting for the sun to come out here.
All right, good luck.
All right.
All right, guys, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sparkling to shine. Hey, it's Louie Anderson. You know, when I'm in town, I'm listening to The Five Count. Now, you better listen to them, too.
Remember when it first started to mark the
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah.
That was a boogie wonderland if I ever heard one.
That is awesome.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening to my feet. I was cutting this rug up.
Ton ruined every rug in the joint. They are cut to shreds.
Man, what an awesome dude.
Just like his abs.
What an awesome band.
That was good.
What an awesome show.
That was a boogie wonderland.
It was, yeah. That band rocks. Did you hear all those songs?
Yeah,
they
was here.
They all rock.
Remember?
Yes.
Do you remember?
When Dusty was here. Yep.
Yeah, that's just some of the fine programming you can expect here from the Five Count.
I was really excited about that one when we nailed that bad boy down, because I think that band is awesome. And they're still going. They're still touring all over the place.
They play with Chicago.
Yeah.
That band that Ton mistakes for Boston all the time.
All the time. All the time. Do you think that same humongous horn section plays for both bands? They get double duty every night or something?
They like to blow.
How ridiculous is that? You got like a 40-piece band?
That is more than a feeling, my friend.
You're setting up all the man. Awesome.
Wait, that's Boston again.
Listen.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is Ralph rocks and he'll kick your face off.
That was good. Speaking of kicking your face off.
Yeah.
The summer continues here and Great Radio will be riding shotgun here on the Five Count.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of other stuff set up.
Who knows? Well, I mean, we have a hunch, but even we don't know for sure.
No. You never know.
It's hard to say.
You never can tell with these celebs these days.
We might have Playgirl centerfolds for all Ton knows.
What, like Ted Pryor?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We might have a goat in a tree.
Let's get that guy. Listen, I just want to say that this show was awesome. Ralph Johnson, awesome.
Yep.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, awesome. The Five Count, awesome.
Yeah.
TheFiveCount.com, super awesome. Go there. Yeah.
So much so that we were the featured program in the KMSU newsletter.
Yeah, we were. And they didn't even mention our website on it.
They didn't mention much anything.
Lame.
But
it happened. We are the featured program, so thank you for all of those.
We'll take it.
Listeners who are listening because of that.
Thank you.
Newsletter. If this is all that you knew about them, was that newsletter, or knew about us, was that newsletter, then that's not very much. So you should probably go to thefivecount.com and check that out. Click on the little celebrity interviews, little button there up towards the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out everybody that we've talked to.
It's all good gravy. Good gravy.
If you just tuned in, you'll be able to listen to this show tomorrow. It's awesome.
If you just go over to Ton's house later tomorrow, you'll probably run into George Thorogood because they're roomies.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it is bad to the bone. Bubba, 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 bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking
I'll be
of.
A gear jammer.
Yeah, he's a gear jammer. And some bubba, bubba, bad dudes will be doing some electro post haste.
The True Punks.
You know those guys.
Yes.
Probably heard of them. They get around.
They do get around.
But Ton is right.
We get around.
That's a rare occurrence, but this time I agree with him. Go to thefivecount.com.
Yes, go there.
We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, go there.
We have a YouTube page.
Check it all out.
We have a Twitter account that we don't know how to use. The True Punks have a Facebook presence.
Start tweeting.
Rascal DNA, the show before this one.
Yeah.
The show that was Ted Pryor to us.
Yeah.
Those guys have a blog that they update once every 3 years. Check that out.
Check that out, man.
Go to earthwindandfire.com.
Yep.
Because I think they're playing sometime this summer.
Check the tour out.
Go to savethecrumbs.com.
Go there.
Go to reunionking.com.
Yeah, that is the hot ticket for all your family reunion needs.
Buy me Bone Storm or go to hell. That's what I say.
Awesome.
And here's some electro.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you. True punks.
You love it. All right, it's I gotta get my other pants on.
Guilty.
We need to do this.
Okay, Tun and I are gonna do it.
You stand up and move around.
Good advice, true punks.
I'm doing it right now.
See you next Saturday.
See ya.